Welcome back to In Def Podcast. Hosted by Barry Miles. Season 3, Episode 7. Featuring Zami. Enjoy the show.
Peace, 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 everyone. Welcome back to In Def Podcast, Season 3, Episode 7. I'm your host, Barry Mars, a.k.a. The Fly Goat. I should have more a.k.a.s. I don't, though. You know what I mean? But now we got a special guest today, man. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy, hashtag Zami with a Z, not an S. You know what I'm saying? Straight out of DMV, living in L.A. right now.
Yes, sir. And I did not know you were from the DMV. That's what's up, man. That's actually where I'm at.
Bro, that's where you're at right now?
Yes, sir. Northern Virginia.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. Fire.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Welcome to the pod, man, for sure.
I appreciate it. I appreciate you for, you know, having me on here. It's fire. It's
no fire, doubt. For sure. No doubt. So first question, man. Dream studio session. You get to pick one producer and three other artists. Who are you picking?
Ooh, okay. One producer, three other artists. Producer, I would say Pharrell. I want to tap into it. I feel like he would bring, you know, certain artistry out of me. And I like how he'd be using different sounds and, you know, unorthodox takes on, you know, production. So Pharrell for sure. And then three artists. Man, all right. I gotta get Wayne. I'll probably do Wayne and Drake together on a song, and then let's do, you know, I'm trying to build a proper song. This is not like my top artist, like overall, but to build a proper song, I would do Wayne, Drake, and I'll probably get Rick Ross on there, and we just slide on that bitch.
That would be a crazy song. And Pharrell on production, that's a great setup, man.
Yeah, we slide on it real quick. Get something funky, like Pharrell gonna bring something different out of all of us for sure.
Facts. That's one of the craziest dream studio sessions I've heard so far. That's dope.
Be thinking outside the box, man.
No, for sure. All right, so second question. If you could live anywhere in the world other than where you live now for 1 year, where would you live and what would you like to accomplish there?
Okay, for 1 year. I like this question because I travel a lot. And I enjoy traveling. I enjoy going like and seeing the world and shit. So, you know, 1 year, it would probably be a place I haven't been. So I would probably say something like, I've been wanting to tap into like Japanese culture a lot. So I think I'll probably do that for a year because that would definitely bring something new to what I haven't seen before. And I would just want to learn like, you know, when I go to different cultures, I want to learn like how they, you know, go about their daily life. What are their like moral values and things like that? Because it tends to just open your mind up to like, you know, other things. I mean, you go overseas and you realize, you know, people care about different things than in the U.S. Like we care more about, you know, flashy things. And, you know, it's just good to see that difference, and it helps with, you know, your personal growth. So, yeah.
No doubt. All right, so third question. Describe one of the most memorable dreams you've ever had.
there's one that instantly came to mind. I don't know why, but I haven't had it in a long time. I was like a kid for real. But back when the first Spider-Man movies was coming out, back in the PSP era, this is when this happened.
Right.
I just had a dream and it was mad vivid, but for some reason I was Spider-Man and I was saving my city and I was saving like everyone I cared about in my city. Like I was Spider-Man and I was just like, I was in the movie. That shit was crazy. That was crazy. And I like saved my crush and then I saved like, you know, a friend of mine and then I saved someone else. But I think I ended up at the end getting smoked, which is what woke me up.
Damn.
Yeah, I ended up saving people, but then I got smoked and I woke up and I was like, that was crazy as fuck.
Oh man, that's a horrible ending, but that sounds like a dope dream, man.
it was fun while it was happening to the end. Oh man,
right, that's wild. No.
So what about you? You be having crazy dreams like that? What's your craziest dream?
Shoot, man. Let's see, because I've had so many, man. I feel like, let me think. Because like a lot of the dreams I have, I remember for like that morning and then I just forget them for real.
That's what I'm saying. The Spider-Man one is crazy that I still remember that shit for some reason. That shit was crazy.
The most memorable dream I feel like I've had, let's see, Mel. Oh, okay, I got one. So I happen to be, because like I make music as well.
Yep.
I was rapping for one of my friends in my dream, and I was like killing shit. I was like freestyling, saying all sorts of shit.
Yeah.
And what made that dream crazy was like a couple weeks later, I end up being with that friend and freestyling. And I'm just in the zone, like I'm saying all sorts of like crazy shit, like I'm killing it.
Yeah.
So it was like that dream came through.
Yeah, that deja vu. I know what you're talking about. I've had that happen before, for sure. That shit fuck you up. You in the middle of it, like for some reason I've been here before.
Yeah, like I had that moment. It's like, man, like I feel like this actually already happened. So you know, it's like. It was kind of natural as it was happening, you know?
Yep. No, that's fire. That's fire.
Yeah, no. So that brings me to my next question. What is a reoccurring dream that you keep having?
Reoccurring dream. Now, this is tough because, like you said, I don't be remembering my shits. But, you know, let me think. What's something that be reoccurring? I keep having... Okay, yeah. You know, it doesn't happen like every day, but it happens, you know, often enough that I remember it. But I keep having a dream that, you know, I have an abundance of riches.
Hey, that's a fine dream.
It's in different formats, but I keep having these dreams where, you know, niggas is living real good. So, you know, that's one of the things that drives me. It's like, okay, I see it in my dreams. I wake up and try to achieve it.
Right. That's what's up, man. That's what's up. No doubt. All right. So if you were granted three wishes, what would each wish be?
Okay. First wish, I need some sort of superpower. So I'm finna cash out the first wish on like teleportation. Hey. I like to use that to my advantage. And then second wish, it's dangerous, but I stop aging at the age I am right now. Word. Like I'm immortal. I'm immortal and I can teleport. That's cool. Cause my age right now is smooth. I look young, but I still got some, you know, years on. I like
word,
that.
Word.
Okay. Third one would be, I don't age. I'm trying to figure out how to word this. I had to word it in a wish, I had everlasting, in an infinite amount of riches or income or money some way. So I have money, I can teleport, and I can't die. I'm with that. I'm gonna just go party and shit.
That's fire. That's a fire. Yeah.
Take care of my family and just go chill.
Nah, for sure. Those are solid three wishes for real.
I could change the world with that shit for sure.
Nah, no doubt. Cause like honestly, I was definitely gonna choose teleportation for sure.
Yeah.
Cause like you could just go anywhere at any time. Like you said, you don't need a car, you don't need like the subway or none of that.
You can't beat that, man. Can't beat that. You can get so much shit done, bro. You get everything done, like everything done in one day. in one day. Just going, you could go see family, then you could go run errands, and then you can go to work, and then you could go eat and
go to like Rolling Loud.
Yeah. Mad, yo, you in mad concerts in the same day and shit, yo.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
Nah, facts. All right, so what is something off of your bucket list that you've accomplished this year?
I accomplished it last year, towards the end of last year. Mm-hmm. And it was being on the radio. So I had my song, one of them, played on Power 105, so where they played the Breakfast Club and all that good shit. So I had my song played on the radio, and it was for like a month straight. It was getting spun. And then me and my man's Ish Vitale, we also had a song together that was played on the same station. So yeah, that was a bucket list joint for sure. Like I never thought I'd be on the radio for sure. So that shit was crazy. Yeah.
No doubt. That's what's up, man. Like, at least you were able to catch it, because, like, the time I was on the radio, I didn't even know. Like, I just happened to, I think I was, like, searching myself on Twitter.
Yeah.
And apparently, Berklee College, I think it's, like, out there in L.A., if I'm not mistaken.
Yep. Yeah.
They have, like, some radio station, and they played one of my songs, and I, like, never knew it. until like a year later, I was like, man, I wish I could have caught it.
Yeah. You know, it'd be happening too. You'll get radio helps because people will actually use like Shazam to actually Shazam the song and, you know, track it down and put it on their playlist and shit. So, yeah, that shit is fire. Like you won't even know, but people will Shazam it and stream it. So that's fire.
Facts. No doubt. All right, so last two questions. First one, what are two songs that have changed your outlook on life?
Woo! First one is like, let's see, it's a Sade joint that I got back here. Hold up, one second.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Okay, it's that joint. Okay, so first one is Ordinary Love. With Sade, because that was the first time, like, I think my pops, my mom's, one of them too, was cleaning the crib one day, and they was playing that shit. That was the first time I really, like, took note to, like, music and what was going on in music and shit. Like,
right,
I was
right.
Like, her voice was just, like, taking over the house. It was so heavenly. And I was like, yo, what the hell? Like, someone really sounds like this? And then I got entranced in music. So definitely that. And
right.
What else? I'm looking back because I have like on the wall, I have like different song albums. Is this one too? Hold on.
Man.
I can't for the second one, I can't nail it down to one because it's pretty much this whole project. But Good Kid, Mad City, when that came out, that kind of showed me like a world of building worlds and stories that, you know, go throughout an entire album. That shit blew my mind. I was like, God, that shit was a movie, bro. You ain't even need visuals. It was insane. So yeah.
No, for sure. Solid choices. So this last question, man, this is the first time I've ever asked this question. Would you take the opportunity to be under the tutelage of your favorite artist or 500K?
500K favorite artist. Ooh. Okay, so the thing is, this is how I'm looking at it. Favorite artist is dope, and I have a couple in mind, but at the same time, you can't guarantee you're gonna get what you think you're gonna get from your favorite artist,
right?
If you worked under them, because, you know, sometimes they, you know, aren't so in tune with, you know, who they're mentoring, or they don't really care as much. So I would take the 500K and I would go the indie route, because I'm already doing the indie thing,
right?
So I would take the 500K and, you know, based off of everything I've learned over the years, just, you know, try to make shit work, and I think I can. So Yeah, I'll probably go that route because I don't like. I could say I want to be under like I want to work with who's a fire like Don Tolliver, but ain't no saying that nigga got time to be mentoring me. And so you know, just give me the money. I'll give me the money. I'll meet Don Tolliver.
No doubt. Honestly, I feel like I would take the money too. Like yeah. I have a lot of favorite artists, but you know, pretty much like you said, there's no guarantee that I would end up on their level under their tutelage because it's yeah. like. I'm living in their shadow, kind of, you know what I mean?
Yep.
So it's like, yeah, I feel that. So, yeah, that brings us to the end of the pod, man. You got anyone you want to shout out? Go ahead and plug yourself in, Mel. All
right. Yeah. So, you know, shout out Forever the Family. That's the indie label that I work with in North Hollywood. We throw events, parties, all that good shit. But we also have a recording studio in North Hollywood. So tap in on Instagram, Forever the Family. And then, you know, tap in on my YouTube and TikTok, Instagram, all that good shit at Zammy Zamuel, Zammy, Zamuel. And yeah, you know, I be going crazy on YouTube. So definitely tap in on that.
No doubt. Appreciate you joining the pod, man. This was a dope episode for sure.
Yes, sir. Now, I appreciate it as well. I appreciate it. Also, I got, you know, new record coming out. I was chilling on dropping music for a little bit. I was growing my YouTube following. So I got my first record coming out since my album called 30 Degrees in L.A. So we're going to start rolling out and we have a bunch of content for that. That's like out of this world. So, yeah, be ready for that.
No doubt. And we're playing one of them at the end of the pod, too, man.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. Yeah. One of them is one of them. That's the vibe for the summer. That's how you want to feel when the weather's nice and you're outside. Right. Like you just untouchable. You in your vibe. You in your bag. That's what one of them is about, for sure.
Yes, sir. In-Depth Podcast, Season 3, Episode 7. Y'all take it easy. Peace.
Appreciate it.
Notice how I walk with my bitch. I'm the one hitting every lick. She don't wanna step in your whip. She just gon' keep fucking with a pimp. Notice how I walk, I got a lamp. Look, baby, I am not one of them. I am not one of them. Look, baby, I am not one of them. Look, baby, I done ride Mercedes. Ride the baby, pot your lady friend. I need a top in the morning, sunlight 8 a.m. What you saying, baby girl, please come again. Cause I'm not one of them. If I'm gripping on a Glock, I will pop one of them. At the European drop in the wind. Buttercream scotch on the trim. Now your main bitch wanna sip Bellini on a Tuesday. Bust a move to Santorini on a Wednesday. Let me show you how to go to keep your rent paid. I can teach you all the things and say. I want the boss, keep the top, no tempe. Little baby, I give a damn what your friends say. Tryna crop in the heart of Bentley. Been talking my shit. Notice how I walk with my bitch. I'm the one hitting every lick. She don't wanna step in your whip. She just gon' keep fucking with a pimp. Notice how I walk, I got a limp. Look, baby, I am not one of them. I am not one of them. Look, baby, I am not one of them.
We hope you've enjoyed episode 7 of season 3 of In-Depth Podcast featuring Zammy. Tune in next Sunday for episode 8 and keep it locked on In-Depth Podcast.
Want to schedule an interview on In-Depth Podcast? Well, now you can. Just follow and DM us on Instagram at In-Depth Podcast and schedule your podcast interview today.